Genesis chapter 12. Now the Lord Jehovah had said to Abram, "Get yourself out of your country and away from your relatives and from your father's house to a land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and curse him who curses you, and in you shall all families of the earth be blessed." So Abram departed, as the Lord Jehovah had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. 2083 AH, 1959 BC. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had obtained in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land to the place of Sichem, to the plain of Moreh, and the Canaanite was then in the land. And the Lord Jehovah appeared to Abram and said, "To your descendants I will give this land." And there he built an altar to the Lord Jehovah, who appeared to him. And he departed from there to a mountain on the east of Bethel, house of God, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west, and Hai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord Jehovah, and called upon the name of the Lord Jehovah. And Abram journeyed, going on still towards the south. And there was a famine in the land. And Abram went down into Egypt to live there, because the famine was severe in the land. And it came to pass, when he had come near to enter into Egypt, that he said to Sarai his wife, "Indeed now, I know that you are a beautiful woman. Therefore it will come to pass, when the Egyptians see you, that they will say, 'This is his wife,' and they will kill me, but they will save you alive. I urge ask you to say that you are my sister, that it may be well with me for your sake, and my soul shall live because of you." And it came to pass that when Abram had come into Egypt, the Egyptians saw the woman, that she was very fair, beautiful. The princes also of Pharaoh saw her, and commended her before Pharaoh. And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And he treated Abram well for her sake. And he had sheep, and oxen, and male donkeys, and men servants, and maid servants, and female donkeys, and camels. And the Lord Jehovah plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, "What is this that you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say, 'She is my sister'? So I might have taken her to myself for a wife. Now therefore see your wife, take her and go your way." And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away and his wife and all that he had.